Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we are going to have another one of our songbooks. This time it's going to be a Frank Wildhorn songbook.
And we've checked the records, and this is the first time in our 34 years we've featured an entire program of Frank Wildhorn.
Well, up until the past, I guess, about 5 or 6 years, maybe a little bit longer, we didn't have enough material from the various shows, because he's done a few new shows that we were able to get recordings of.
And he is an international composer of musicals. He has had more musicals away from Broadway produced than on Broadway, but we're sticking pretty much to Broadway. And we're going to start with the musical that introduced him to Broadway. Now, he had been a composer for popular artists like Whitney Houston. He wrote her number one hit, Where Do Broken Hearts Go?, before he was asked to add to the score by Henry Mancini for Victor Victoria. And when that went from screen to stage, Wildhorn provided some additional songs. And one of those was Julie Andrews' 11 o'clock number, a song called Living in the Shadows. And from the original cast recording of Victor Victoria, we have Miss Julie Andrews.
Living in the shadows, hiding from the sunlight, hiding from the one light that might help to guide you, hiding from tomorrow, hiding from the sorrow that won't go away. Wandering in the darkness, living every midnight, doesn't ever rid night of nightmares as love might. Is full of dangers, strangers every turn. Living in the shadows, there's no way to learn. The more you learn, the more you seek, the more you find. The more you care, the more the world is. One thing I can tell you, life should be your lover, help you to discover your reason for being. Soon you will be seeing what you're all about.
Victor Victoria was the source of our song. Living in the Shadows was the title, and it was performed by Julie Andrews. Victor Victoria opened on Broadway in 1995 and ran for 754 performances, and that opened the door for Frank Wildhorn to do his next musical, which is also his biggest hit.
That hit was Jekyll and Hyde, which Wildhorn wrote with Leslie Brickes, whom he worked on Victor Victoria with. They had a studio cast recording that was a concept album first, and from that we'll hear Calm Wilkinson sing the hit song, This Is the Moment.
This is the moment, this is the day, this is the moment when I know I'm on my way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play. It's here and now, today. This is the moment, this is the time, when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this momentous moment. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming becomes one. This is the day, just see it shine, when all I've lived for becomes mine. This is the moment, this is the hour, when I can open up tomorrow like a flower, and put my hand to everything I plan to, fulfill my grand design, see all my stars align. This is the moment, my final test. Destiny beckon, I never reckon second best. I won't let down, I must not fall. This is the moment, the sweetest moment.
Jekyll and Hyde would open on April 28, 1987 at the Plymouth Theater and run for 1,543 performances, and that was Calm Wilkinson from the concept album with the big hit song, This Is the Moment.
Well, the man who did it on stage and did it brilliantly was Robert Cuccioli, and I have had the pleasure of interviewing him several times when he was at the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey. He's up next with a lengthy section from the Jekyll and Hyde original cast recording. And this section is called First Transformation, and it goes into a song for Hyde called Alive. Here is Robert Cuccioli and the original cast of Jekyll and Hyde.
I must be wise, I must try to analyze each change in me, everything I see. How will it be when I see the world through different eyes? Like a warning light, glimmering in red, like crimson bloodshed, shimmering in red, beautiful and strange. See the colors change before my eyes. See how they dance and they sparkle like diamonds at night. Leading me out of the darkness and into the light.
Injected 5 centiliters of the newly fused formula. A slight feeling of euphoria. Lightheadedness. No noticeable behavioral differences.
Now the die is cast. Nothing left to do. Time alone can prove my theory is true. Show the world I... Dear God... is happening. I can't explain. Something inside me, a breathtaking pain, devours, consumes me, and drives me insane. Hope! Suddenly, uncontrolled, something is taking hold. Suddenly, agony, filling me, killing me. What is this? Is this death? Suddenly, look at me. Can it be? Who is this creature that I see? Free.
I've never known. I feel alive. Where does this feeling of power derive? Making me know why I'm alive. Like a night, it's a secret. Sinister, dark, and unknown. I do not know what I seek. Yet I'll seek it alone. I have a thirst that I cannot deprive. Never have I felt so alive. There is no battle I couldn't survive. Feeling like this, feeling alive. Like a moon, an enigma, lost and alone in the night. Damned by some heavenly stigma, but blazing with light. It's the feeling of being alive. Filled with evil, but truly alive. It's the truth that cannot be denied. It's the feeling of
first transformation and Alive was performed by Robert Cuccioli and the original cast of Jekyll and Hyde.
Linda Ader is another name that was associated with Jekyll and Hyde, and she was associated with Frank Wildhorn for a while, too, and her career seemed to really start at the same time. She'll be singing a duet from the original cast with Christiane Noll, and it's interesting because neither of these two lady characters exist in the novel, and they were added in subsequent versions of Jekyll and Hyde. Two fictitious girlfriends in a fictitious story singing in his eyes.
I sit and watch the rain and see my tears run down the window pane. I sit and watch the sky and I can hear it breathe a song.
Final song from Jekyll and Hyde, In His Eyes, featuring Linda Ader and Christiane Noll.
We're going to move on to Frank Wildhorn's next Broadway musical, which was The Scarlet Pimpernel, which opened at the Minskoff Theater on October 10th, 1998, and ran for 786 and 72 performances. And like Jekyll and Hyde, it has several different recordings. There's a concept album, an original cast recording, and an encore recording. And in the encore recording, we get some new songs, and we get some songs that also appeared on the Scarlet Pimpernel's practice album. I guess we could call that first one. And we're going to have Rachel York sing a song from that Scarlet Pimpernel encore recording called Storybook.
Listen to me, I have beautiful dreams I can spin you. Dreams to linger within you. Close your eyes and we'll ride my carousel. I'll sing you stories of lovers whose love used to fill me, and the lovers who will be. For you see, love is one thing I do well. Come, let's believe love can be just as sweet as it seems. Let's live on dreams. In my dreams, such beautiful lovers have found me. Storybook lovers surround me. Nothing is real, but I'm flying, crying. Where is my storybook ending? Why does my golden pretending leave me with nothing to hold but my dreams? Oh, is it only in dreams that we find our ideal love? Are there lovers with real love? If you know how to feel love, show me how. Ah, but my prince, if you can't be as sweet as you seem, I'd rather dream. Come and wake me. Come be the love I can hold now. Storybook love leaves me cold now. Show me the way to stop dreaming. There is only one perfect storybook ending. That is the end of pretending. That is the moment I say.
From the Scarlet Pimpernel encore, you heard Rachel York sing Storybook. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Now, the huge fans of the Scarlet Pimpernel referred to themselves as Pimpies. I am not joking. Since they ran at the same time, you could go, many of them went to the afternoon performance of Pimpernel, and the Pimpies turned into Jekkies because they would go see Jekyll and Hyde at night. We sat next to a young man at the performance we saw of Scarlet Pimpernel, who had seen Jekyll and Hyde over 70 times already by the time Scarlet Pimpernel opened. Well, we have the Scarlet Pimpernel himself. Next up, Douglas Sills. And he's joined by the company to sing Into the Fire.
David walked into the valley with a stone clutched in his hand. He was only a boy, but he knew someone must take a stand. There will always be a valley, always mountains one must scale. There will always be perilous waters which someone must sail. Into valleys, into waters, into jungles, into hell. Let us ride home again with a story to tell. Into darkness, into danger, into storms that rip the night. Don't give in, don't give up, but give thanks for the glorious fight. You can tremble, you can fear it, but keep your fighting spirit alive, boys. Let the shiver and sting you fling into battle spring to your feet, boys. Never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt that your courage will grow. Hold your head even higher and into the fire we go. That surround us? Are there walls that block the way? Knock 'em down, strip 'em back, boys, and forward and into the fray.
Into terror, into valor, charge ahead, no, never turn. Yes, it's into the fire we fly, and the devil will burn. Someone has to raise the valley, rush in, we have to rally and win.
Strike, let the flash of it shock you. Choke your fears away, pull as tight as a wire. Let the fever spike, let the force of it rock you. We will have our day sailing into the fire.
Douglas Sills as the Scarlet Pimpernel with the company to sing Into the Fire. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a Frank Wildhorn songbook on the Dress Circle.
We're moving on now to the next show, which was not a success. It opened at the St. James Theater on March 23rd for its 35 previews, with the official opening on April 22nd. And The Civil War played 61 performances. There wasn't an original cast recording, but the score has had two complete 2-CD set recordings. And we are using one of those. It was the one that we heard of first, and so that was the one we bought. Now, The Civil War tackled the Civil War and a great many famous people in it. And it was much too big a subject for one musical.
And it became very episodic. It was just a vignette, and that disappeared while another one came on, and there was no through story. It just was very long and became tedious after a while.
Now, Ken Burns did a multi-hour television version, which I think was effective, but this one, even though it had very nice moments in it, was not effective.
Did not add up.
From that recording I was talking about of the score for the Civil War, we're going to hear the Broadway All-Stars, a male chorus, sing How Many Devils?
How many devils? in and watch the miles roll on by.
3, 4.
Pick them up and put them down again until you stop one and you die.
1, 2.
Pick them up and put them down till Master Robert tells us to sleep.
3, 4.
Hell, the shoes get so damn dear and life become so damn cheap.
1, 2.
Those damn Yankees ain't as give up easy as we thought they would be.
3, 4.
Those damn Yankees ain't as near as scared or half as hungry as me.
1, 2.
Pick 'em up and put 'em down again is all a body can do.
3, 4.
Pick 'em up and put 'em down again until this bloody war is
done. How many miles, how many fields, how many days, how many years, how many rivers of blood, sweat, and tears? How many times into the fray?
Up and put them down again and watch the miles roll along.
3, 4.
Pick them up and put them down again until your strength is nearly gone.
1, 2.
Pick them up and put them down again and dream of home safe and sound.
3, 4.
Pick them up and put them again until we're 6 feet
under. How many miles dead on a beat, drenched to the bone, baked in the heat, playing for ground with another retreat? How many times into the fray? How many men won't walk away? How many hells filled with how many devils to pay?
Bodies all laid in the tall summer grass, swollen and butchered and steel,
measuring miles by the dead
that you pass, measuring life by the men that you kill.
How many days, how many more, how many men lost to this war? I can't remember, but we're fighting.
Broadway All-Stars sang How Many Devils from Frank Wildhorn's The Civil War Complete Score.
Some of the pieces in the Civil War were actually letters that had been written during the war to and from soldiers, and some other observations, and we'll have Ellen Burstyn to do one of those observations right now. She'll recite The White House at Night.
February 24th. A spell of fine, soft weather. Tonight on my way home, I took a long look at the president's house. The white portico, palace-like, tall, round columns. The tender and soft moonlight flooding the pale marble and making peculiar, faint, languishing shades. Not shadows. Everywhere a soft, transparent, hazy, thin, blue moon lace hanging in the air. Everything so white, so pure and dazzling, yet soft. The White House of our future dreams and dramas, full of reality, full of illusion. The White House of our land and of beauty and of the night. Sentries at the gate. Silent, pacing blue overcoats. Not stopping me, but eyeing me with sharp eyes. Whichever way I move.
That was Ellen Burstyn with The White House at Night from the Civil War Complete recording.
Now, there were over 40 songs in the Civil War, and the one I remember most vividly from the performance we saw is the next one up. It's called A Candle in the Window, and it's sung by Linda Ader.
Candle in the window every night.
From the Civil War, you heard Linda Ader sing A Candle in the Window.
The latest versions of Wild Horn musicals to hit Broadway have not done well at all. Wonderland was one of those. It opened at the Marquis Theater on April 17th, 2011, and ran for only 33 performances. We're going to listen to It's Alice, and she's joined by the company for a song called Welcome to Wonderland.
Close the borders. Could she be the one you know?
Tin Man, Lion, or Scarecrow? Wait, that's from a different show.
Please start making sense.
Have you seen my walrus deer? Big mustache that's down to here.
Made the oysters disappear.
Claiming self-defense.
Wait,
I think I'm dreaming. When I wake up screaming.
We don't think at all, we simply feel, dear.
Okay, someone tell me what.
Another song from Wonderland, which was titled Alice Through a Whole New Looking Glass, because the show had a contemporary setting, is the final song. It's called Finding Wonderland, and once again it features Janet Dackel and the company.
All the miracles in front of us. Oh,
search high and low for the truth I used to know. When there was magic to be found, 'cause finding a wonderland is taking time to see. The child within who's always been there, smiling back at me. So when I close my eyes, I just remember, and I can't help finding wonderland. It's not too late.
Bonnie and Clyde was his last Broadway outing, and it only ran for 36 performances after opening on December 1st, 2011. From that score, let's listen to Laura Osnes, the Bonnie, sing How About a Dance.
Tonight.
Bonnie and Clyde also featured a song for the leading man and the actor who played his brother. Jeremy Jordan and Claiborne Elder will sing When I Drive.
Ain't no car too smart for me. Got the whole thing figured out. Two-door hardtop Model T, limousine or runabout. Putting me behind the wheel and stand well back like a Cracker Jack. I'll get your heart pumping.
Ain't no car that you can't drive. I would bet my life on that. Hot rod roadster pickup truck, 40 miles in nothing flat.
Ain't nothing better than to drive through town with the pedal down. Watch the old folk jumping.
We'll close with a number that happens after Clyde kills his first person, Laura Osnes and Jeremy Jordan with Too Late to Turn Back Now.
I gotta get out now while I still can, while I'm still in the clear. The dream is done, it's over now, gotta get me out of here.
Don't say that, we're both in shock, we need to think this through. It ain't my fault, I had no choice, nothing I could do.
With that shot me, Clyde, how stupid can you be?
It's too late to turn the clock back. I would do it if I could. We can talk about this forever, but it still won't do no good. I wouldn't hurt you for the world, babe, but we'll get through this somehow. Goodbye. How can you think of leaving? Get those thoughts out of your head. You ain't going nowhere.
But I meant what I said.
You come here right now, show me that bonnie smile. Babe, I need to see that smile. It's too late to say I'm sorry. It's too late for all of that. We cannot change what has happened. Let's face what we're looking at. You got every. But let's move on anyhow. We were born to be together. It's too late to turn back.
My mistake is loving you. Even if I walked away, my heart won't let me get far. I would die without you, Clyde.
I would die without you, babe.
Now look how alive we are.
It's too late to turn the clock back. It's too late for
We're out of time. We didn't get a chance to play any of his foreign cast recordings that maybe we'll be able to find for next time. And he's currently working on a show called Havana, so maybe we'll have something from that. Well, until next time, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, original service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.